A bit of anything there bar a goal. I thought both sides went at it. I think, you know, there wasn't so much of the last 20 minutes there, the game was very open, which, you know, we both went to try and win it. We went to try and win it, to be fair to Galway. I know there was a good result for them where they are on the table, but to be fair, they didn't hold back and they went to win it. I mean, you know, they finished up a little bit stronger, but to be fair, I thought we'd, you know, we had a number of chances that maybe on another day would have gone in, but I can't fault the effort, German, there, no?
Yeah, that effort from Sean McCarron, probably the pick of those opportunities, the one that came back off the crossbar.
Yeah, I think the one he had where Carl played a blindside pass through to him where he had a one-on-one with Ger Hanley at an angle, I think that might have been the best chance that we had where Ger got his legs to it. Sean made a great run and the ladies' run to keep onside, but at the same time, Galway had several half chances, maybe no out and out chance, but they had several half chances at the back post there. Gary Shanahan had one or two. Vinnie Fardy had a header in, the Curran had a header. So, you know, a decent game, decent quality, bar the goals.
I'm always interested in the formations that you go with, Ollie. You can never guess what you're going to do, but a 4-5-1 formation tonight, and once again, it worked well at times.
Yeah, well, I would know what Galway have to offer more than most teams, you know what I mean? And I was quite concerned with the likes of Ryan Connolly in the middle of the field there. And to be fair, we dealt with him maybe until the last 10 minutes. When we went 4-4-2, Ryan then dictated the game, but he didn't until that. And, you know, he's a classy footballer to his credit, and we nullified him. But at the same time, I felt, you know, we got bodies forward. I thought Kevin held the ball up very well in his own, and we got men to support him. But look, just the chance didn't go in, although we did make chances, which is, you know, you have to give him credit there, German.
Yeah, well, is that something that's worrying you, though, Ollie? I mean, you know, we were looking at the results over the season. You haven't been scoring too many goals here.
No, we haven't, German. I mean, it's off of the lack of effort in that, you know. I mean, whatever, in the last 5 or 6 games, I think we've kept... Do we concede one goal and maybe score two? You know, that sums it up, to be honest. But, you know, tonight was better. Tonight we got in there. You know, we looked like we were going to threaten. Maybe against Cove we were hoping and that, you know. But, look, we'll go and we'll work with what we have. They're good lads. They've bought into what we're trying to do. And, you know, look, we can't attract the likes of Ryan Connolly here. We, you know, for a number of reasons, you know. And we don't have that quality. But by God, we've men out there. And, you know, we'll keep working at it. You know, we won't lose heart with that, Jeremy.
Yeah, defensively, plenty of positives to take as well. But unfortunately, as you mentioned last week, Keith Cowan and Paddy Mealy facing into suspensions now.
Yeah, I might have got it wrong with Paddy, thank God. I think Paddy might have only gone to 3 bookings. And I think Paddy's available next weekend, which is a positive. Keith is out. He's been very, very good for us. He's out with 4 bookings. Mickey Funston is serving his last of his suspension games. So we're short the 2 of them. Damien McNulty had to come off with a hamstring problem. So look, we've a small panel. You know, you can see them at the, you know, the end of the game there last night, how disappointed maybe they were, even though they played well. So, you know, they're together. You know, they're good lads. I mean, they've given a huge commitment travelling the country for, you know, for very, very little. And I've got to give them compliment there tonight. Yes, we've a lack of maybe goal scoring. You know, I mean, Rory Keating, what did he score? 5 or 6? He played the other night out in Norway with Rosenborg. You know, absolutely great for him. Delighted for him. You know, yeah, of course he was a loss to us with maybe he's finishing and that. But what a move for him. You know, great, and we're delighted for him and wish him well. You know, between playing with us here or over in Rosenborg playing with Sligo Rovers in a Europa League game. Mighty, and it's great to see someone move on from here and go back and step up to that. And look, come here, there's nothing wrong with the quality that we have up front. If something will, you know, a little bit of luck, but it won't be for the lack of effort. We'll go back on Monday night and we'll keep practicing and we'll keep at where we're at, and please God, our luck will change to a certain extent. But I'm not just blaming it on luck. You know, there's a quality of the side there with Galway that played against us. They're a very, very decent side and we'll be in the shake up at the end, like.
Yeah. Are you still looking to add to your panel, though, Ollie? I know you have been looking over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I have. I've made more phone calls than enough. I've spoken to a number of people, but you know, for one reason or other, it's difficult. People are here for very little, maybe reimbursement, to put it that way to you. And you can see what's there. Great men that have great pride and travel the country, you know. 33 weeks of the year, effectively, with 1 week break. And you've got to, you know, there's a time where I'd be critical of them and I would say, look, you know, you need to get more out of them. To be fair, no, not today. Not at this stage of the season where they go training 3 nights a week and travel the country down and back to Cove in one day, miss a half day of work on a Friday for no reimbursement. You know what I mean? So, like, you've got to give them credit there. Yes, there might be, you know, better players around the country that don't want to be here. And I don't want anyone that doesn't want to be here at Germa, to be fair. You know, so, you know, okay, it's disappointing we didn't win and the players are disappointed, but at the same time, it wasn't for the lack of effort, you know.